听力课堂，听 class.com.
Unit 10. A friend indeed. Warming up. Now you will hear an interview. After the interview, there will be three questions. Answer the first two questions according to what you hear. Use your own opinion to answer the third question. I feel so fortunate to be talking with you right now. Can you tell our audience what it's like to be so famous? I mean, you have a best-selling novel on the market. You enjoy huge financial success. The fantastic clothes, the beautiful cars. It must be great, huh?
Well, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't like those things, but they aren't at the center of my life.
What is at the center, then?
My friends, definitely.
Why is that?
Money is easily spent, and wealth can be lost, but my friends always stand by me whenever I have trouble. I also learn a lot from them to become a better person.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the four possible choices.
1.
I think it'd be nice if you would call up your old college friends to see what they're doing these days.
I would like to, but I'm afraid that they're all doing better than I am. It'd be embarrassing.
Question: How does the man feel about his old college friends?
Two.
How would you like to drop by the football stadium and watch a game with me?
Sorry, I already have plans. I'm taking a break from school to check out a new shop with a friend of mine. Maybe another day. Question: Where will the woman go?
Three.
What do you think of Jennifer? I'm really into her, and I think she'll make a good wife.
I think you've moved kind of quickly with her. I mean, you were only friends a week ago, and now you're thinking about getting married? It's surprising. Question: What are the speakers talking about?
Four.
How was the reunion party? You must have had a lot to say to those people since you haven't seen them in 20 years.
I sure did. Everybody had exciting new jobs and had done so much. I was excited to see them again.
Question: What are the speakers talking about?
Five.
I feel sick to my stomach, just sitting around in this big city without any friends.
You do well to get out and meet more people. Everyone needs companionship, you know, and you're not any different. Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
Six.
Could you give me a few dollars so I could see a movie with friends?
You're going out again? That makes three times this week. Friends are important, but I think you should concentrate more on your schoolwork.
Question: What can be inferred from the conversation?
Seven.
So, you won't race me? Why not? I think a little competition would make us faster runners.
Maybe, but I'm worried about what would happen to our friendship if we competed with each other. Things could get ugly. Question: What are the speakers talking about?
Eight.
Don't tell me you're going to travel by yourself. Why don't you go with a friend?
Oh, I will. I wouldn't dream of traveling across Asia or going anywhere, really, without a travel companion.
Question: What are the speakers talking about?
9.
Did any of my friends call me? They were supposed to meet me for drinks tonight, but they never showed up.
Sorry, hon. I've been here with our kids all day and the phone never rang once.
Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
I like you. And your dad is cool. But it's your friends. I just can't take them.
Sorry, sweetie. But if you want to stay with me, you've got to accept my friends. They're part of my life. Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
10. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
What's with the long face, sweetheart? You look like someone has died.
Someone did die.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You didn't know.
Would you like to talk about it? Getting your feelings out might help.
Yeah, all right.
So, who passed away?
A childhood friend of mine. Someone I've known for years.
Well, people die. This is a fact of life, and you shouldn't feel so horrible about it.
Right, I know. But the terrible thing is that I treated her badly. In fact, the last time we spoke, we had an argument. I guess I always felt resentful of her.
That's why you fought?
Stupid, huh?
Yeah, I suppose.
I was hoping you'd make me feel better about things. What's a boyfriend for?
Friends, boyfriends included, can do more than improve a person's spirits. Do you think I should make you feel better, or should I listen to your problems and help you work out how you feel about them?
I feel guilty.
That's reasonable. And maybe this feeling will cause you to act differently toward your friends. Try not to be so resentful next time.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. Why is the woman upset? 3. According to the man, what might help the woman? 4. What was the relationship between the woman and the person who passed away? 5. What can be inferred from the conversation?
10. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Busy schedules often prevent us from getting together with our friends. But do you know that maintaining a group of half a dozen or so good friends is actually good for your health? It's true. People with a strong network of friends tend to live longer, according to an Australian study that followed 1,500 people older than the age of 70 for 10 years. The outcomes show that having a group of good friends is even more important to living longer than having close family ties. The study concluded that those who had a strong network of friends were 22% less likely to die at a younger age than those with fewer friends. Researchers suggest that this could be because friends can influence health behaviors, such as discouraging smoking and drinking, and also can affect a person's mood, self-worth, and ability to cope with a loss. So, if you don't have close friends, you might want to get some soon. And if you do, then you should be grateful for them.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. What often keeps us from hanging out with friends? 3. How many friends does the speaker suggest we have for maintaining our health? 4. What is the outcome of the Australian study? 5. What does the speaker suggest at the end for people having close friends? 6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and answer the following questions according to what you hear.
Thomas Jefferson and James Madison met in 1776. Could it have been any other year? And worked together starting then to further the American Revolution and later to shape the new scheme of government. From that work sprang a friendship perhaps incomparable in intimacy, in the trustfulness of collaboration, and in duration. It lasted 50 years. It included pleasure and utility, but over and above them, there was shared purpose, a common end, and an enduring goodness on both sides. 4.5 months before he died, when he was ailing, debt-ridden and worried about his impoverished family, Jefferson wrote to his longtime friend. His words and Madison's reply remind us that friends are friends until death. They also remind us that sometimes a friendship has a bearing on things larger than the friendship itself. For has there ever been a friendship of greater public consequence than this one?
The friendship which has subsisted between us now half a century, the harmony of our political principles and pursuits have been sources of constant happiness to me through that long period. It's also been a great solace to me to believe that you're engaged in vindicating to posterity the course that we've pursued for preserving to them in all their purity the blessings of self-government which we had assisted in acquiring for them. If ever the earth has beheld a system of administration conducted with a single and steadfast eye to the general interest and happiness of those committed to it, one which, protected by truth, can never know reproach, is that to which our lives have been devoted. To myself, you've been a pillar of support through life. Take care of me when dead, and be assured that I shall leave you with my last affections.
A week later, Madison replied.
You cannot look back to the long period of our private friendship and political harmony with more affecting recollections than I do. If they are a source of pleasure to you, what ought they not to be to me? We cannot be deprived of the happy consciousness of the pure devotion to the public good with which we discharged the trust committed to us. And I indulge a confidence that sufficient evidence will find its way to another generation to ensure, after we are gone, whatever of justice may be withheld whilst we are here.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Time.
1.
I've heard you are going to America tomorrow. I want to see you off at the airport.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
When are you leaving?
1 p.m., but I'm to check in at 11:20 a.m.
Then I'll see you at the airport at 11 a.m.
2.
What's the time?
It's something like 11:30.
I'm not sure that I should bring it up, but you keep the light on a bit late at night, and I feel it very difficult to fall asleep.
I'm sorry, but I do need to study. I have an important examination next week.
Well, I know, but do you think you could be a good friend and turn it off at about 11 o'clock?
3.
When does supper begin?
At 6 p.m.
It's only 5:10. We still have 50 minutes to go.
Does your watch keep good time?
I believe so. Oh, no. It seems to be 10 minutes slow.
Duration. 1.
Excuse me, how can I get to the nearest post office?
Go down this road and turn left at the second turning. The post office is next to the cinema.
Thank you very much. How long will it take to walk there?
About 15 minutes.
Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. 2.
Hi, Sarah. How nice to run into you like this.
Hi, John. Glad to see you, too. It's been almost 10 years since we last met. How's everything?
Fine. What do you do?
I have been working with a consulting company for 8 years, more or less.
Shall we have a drink?
That would be nice. I'd like to have a good talk.
3.
Susan, there is a new movie out based on one of Stephen King's novels. Want to see it tonight?
I'd like to, but I'll be very busy tonight. I guess it'll take me about 4 solid hours to write my paper on economics. How about tomorrow?
All right. I'll call you tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Speaking practice. Friend, help me. Now you will hear a conversation. Listen carefully and discuss with your classmates in response to the questions asked. Joe, why do you look so distressed?
Well, I just lost my bicycle again. It's the 5th one that I've lost in 2 years.
My goodness, that's something to let one down. Bicycle theft is so common on campus nowadays.
You're telling me. I just can't bear it anymore. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
I want to get a bike for free tonight. I'd like you to give me a hand.
What? You mean to steal one?
Shh, calm down. I don't think it's fair for me to keep buying one bike after another while someone else gets them free from me. Now it's my turn for a free lunch.
But it's wrong.
Come on, be a friend.
A friend would keep you on the right path. I won't do it tonight, and neither will you.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table according to what you hear. Darkness falls, and hundreds of scientists watch the night sky. But they aren't looking for the stars or the changing weather patterns. No, they're looking for UFOs, spaceships from outer space that are piloted by aliens. And while many people consider such an activity a waste of time, these scientists believe that they are doing important work. Why do they think so? Scientists hope that they can discover UFOs and make friends with the mysterious figures that pilot them. If UFOs do exist, and they are in fact soaring across our sky, there are many things we can learn from the aliens that fly them. For example, there is the possibility that aliens could teach us methods for achieving peace in our world. Never again would we have to worry about war. There is also the chance that aliens could teach us new technologies that we could use to improve communication, travel, and more. Finally, aliens may also be able to teach us how to cure people of terrible diseases like AIDS. The possible benefits of discovering aliens make the work of UFO researchers worthwhile. Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Now listen to a speech and try to imitate the speaker.
All these changes will lead to a stronger, more confident China. A China that can astonish and enrich the world. A China that your generation will help create. This is one of the most exciting times in the history of your country. A time when even the grandest hopes seem within your reach. My nation offers you our respect and our friendship. 6 years from now, athletes from America and around the world will come to your country for the Olympic Games. And I'm confident they will find a China that is becoming a Daogua, a leading nation, at peace with its people, and at peace with the world.
Supplementary listening, Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation, followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
No, no, no! You're holding your bat all wrong! Here, keep your hands down lower, like this. And keep your elbows up. Okay, now swing.
How's this?
Not bad. Now try it when I throw the ball to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Aw, oh, damn it!
Watch your language.
Oh, sorry. But you've been coaching me all the week, and I'm still not hitting the ball.
This takes time. Be patient. While I'm working with someone else, I want you to practice with some of your teammates over there, okay?
Those guys?
Is there a problem with that?
They don't like me around. They say that my awful playing is dragging them down.
That's foolish. Go make friends with them. You are on the same baseball team, which means you should help each other. Besides, tutoring is a wonderful way to remember and practice what one has learned. If one offers to help you practice, you'll both improve. Tell them this.
I will, but I don't think it'll do any good.
Then tell them to work with you, or I'll remove them from the team. That'll definitely get them moving.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers doing? 2. How did the other players feel about the man? 3. How will the woman punish those who won't practice with the man? 4. What can be inferred from the conversation? 5. What is the relationship between the two speakers?
2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
During the last year, 40,490 people died from breast cancer, 162,460 from lung cancer, 55,170 from colon cancer, and 27,530 from prostate cancer. And, since there are many other types of cancer, this picture is incomplete. Cancer is a terrible disease for which there is no sure cure. There are, however, things that can help. As someone who has nursed cancer survivors back to health, I'd like to say a few things. For most kinds of cancer, surgery remains the primary treatment. It is most effective if the cancer is diagnosed before it spreads. If the cancer has spread, surgery is often replaced by or followed by radiation therapy. Radiation is usually done with X-rays and gamma rays. Social support from friends has also proven to be helpful. One study found that women with breast cancer lived longer over a 7-year period and had less chance of contracting it again if they had a large group of friends who offered support. The study found for those who could discuss their problems with a group of friends, their diseases progressed at a significantly slower rate.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the speaker talking about? 2. How many people died last year because of breast cancer? 3. What is the best way of dealing with cancer before it spreads? 4. What does the speaker imply? 5. What does the speaker do? 3. Now you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Red tides are unknown to most people, but they are a great concern. Red tides are natural disasters involving the buildup of tiny organisms in the ocean. Red tide organisms feed off untreated waste dumped into the water. In the past, red tides were rare occurrences, but now they are no longer so uncommon. Because of more and more dumping in the oceans, red tides are on the increase. Another cause is ocean agriculture. The farming done in oceans has encouraged a good environment for red tide organisms to grow. State administrations that observe the oceans claim there were 28 red tides in China's waters in the year 2000. One big concern is that people and other animal species may be badly affected. In the past 10 years, human deaths attributed to red tides have increased. Some things have been done to address this problem. Firstly, the Marine Environmental Protection Law, which took effect on April 1, 2000, has been revised in an effort to raise the public's awareness of environmental protection. Secondly, law enforcing departments are making greater efforts to punish enterprises that drain untreated waste into the rivers and the oceans. This year, the authorities closed 17 enterprises, large and small.
Now the passage will be read again.
Red tides are unknown to most people, but they are a great concern. Red tides are natural disasters involving the buildup of tiny organisms in the ocean. Red tide organisms feed off untreated waste dumped into the water. In the past, red tides were rare occurrences, but now they are no longer so uncommon. Because of more and more dumping in the oceans, red tides are on the increase. Another cause is ocean agriculture. The farming done in oceans has encouraged a good environment for red tide organisms to grow. State administrations that observe the oceans claim there were 28 red tides in China's waters in the year 2000.
One big concern is that people and other animal species may be badly affected. In the past 10 years, human deaths attributed to red tides have increased. Some things have been done to address this problem. Firstly, the Marine Environmental Protection Law, which took effect on April 1, 2000, has been revised in an effort to raise the public's awareness of environmental protection. Secondly, law enforcing departments are making greater efforts to punish enterprises that drain untreated waste into the rivers and the oceans. This year, the authorities closed 17 enterprises, large and small.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Red tides are unknown to most people, but they are a great concern. Red tides are natural disasters involving the buildup of tiny organisms in the ocean. Red tide organisms feed off untreated waste dumped into the water. In the past, red tides were rare occurrences, but now they are no longer so uncommon. Because of more and more dumping in the oceans, red tides are on the increase. Another cause is ocean agriculture. The farming done in oceans has encouraged a good environment for red tide organisms to grow. State administrations that observe the oceans claim there were 28 red tides in China's waters in the year 2000. One big concern is that people and other animal species may be badly affected. In the past 10 years, human deaths attributed to red tides have increased. Some things have been done to address this problem. Firstly, the Marine Environmental Protection Law, which took effect on April 1, 2000, has been revised in an effort to raise the public's awareness of environmental protection. Secondly, law enforcing departments are making greater efforts to punish enterprises that drain untreated waste into the rivers and the oceans. This year, the authorities closed 17 enterprises, large and small.